Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. One of Jesus' parables that's sometimes difficult for us to deal with is the parable of the workers in the vineyard, found in Matthew chapter 20. To refresh your memory, here's how it goes. The owner of a vineyard goes out first thing in the morning to hire some laborers to work for the day. Then he goes out again at mid-morning, then again at noon, and then finally in the afternoon, and each time he picks up another batch of people to work in his vineyard. Then in the evening he pays all his workers, and he begins by paying the people who had been working the least amount of time, and to everyone's surprise, he gives them a full day's wage. Then he pays everyone else, including the folks who had been working all day. But he pays everyone the same, a full day's wage. Understandably, the all-day workers protest that this isn't fair. They worked longer. They feel like they should be paid more than the guys who just showed up at the end. But the vineyard owner says, "Look, I'm giving you a totally just wage. Why do you care if I'm being generous to these other men?" That's the parable. So, what does it mean? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
There are many ways we can make this parable easier to understand. For one thing, it is true that the parable is about how Jesus is going to offer equal salvation and equal status in God's family, not only to the Jews, who have been serving God for a long time, but also to the Gentiles, who are the Johnny-come-latelys to the true faith. We can also point out that this parable doesn't imply that everyone in heaven will get the same amount of reward or glory. The guy who converts on his deathbed after a lifetime of atrocities is not going to get the same status in heaven as Mary, Mother of God, who never wavered from his will. That's why Jesus also gives us the parable of the talents, where different servants of the king are rewarded with different amounts of the money in the end. But we also have to deal with the fact that in this parable, Jesus is condemning an attitude where we think it's unfair that other people receive more from God than we do. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Let's imagine this parable from a very different perspective, one that can help us to see how the earlier workers should have responded to the generosity of the vineyard owner with a greater appreciation. Imagine you and your brother are war-torn refugees, living with your wives and your kids and your elderly parents in a single house in a new country. You and your brother were once prestigious professionals, but in this new country, you're day laborers. And the whole household depends on what the two of you bring home in daily wages. So every morning, very early, the two of you go to different places and hope some farmer will pick you up for a day's work. This morning, you go to stand around at a gas station, and your brother goes to wait at a strip mall parking lot. Sometimes you wait all day, and nobody picks you up. But today, fortunately, somebody comes with a truck, and at the crack of dawn, offers you work in a vineyard. This is great. You'll get a full day's wage to bring home. If only your brother can get work too, the family will be so much better off. Maybe, just maybe, you'll make it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
All day as you work in the vineyard, you see new truckfuls of workers arriving. You keep an eye out for your brother, hoping he'll make it too. But each time, you're disappointed because he's not with the new groups. But finally, in the late afternoon, a little before quitting time, the last truckload arrives. And look, there he is. Your brother finally made it. And you're so happy. This is great. You'll get a full day's wage, and he'll at least get a couple of hours. And when you pool that money, it can keep your family going for a while. Then finally, the whistle blows. You wave to your brother, and the two of you get in line for your pay. He's with the recent arrivals, and you're with the all-day folks. And then, when you see your brother get his pay, you can't believe your good fortune. Did you catch that? When you see your brother get his pay, a full day's pay, you can't believe your good fortune. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It's amazing, you think. The vineyard owner has paid your brother a full day's wage. This is great. The two of you will be able to bring home a combined 2 days' wages. This is great news for your family, and it's great news for you. But some of the others are complaining that the new guys are getting paid too much, and you want to punch those guys in the face. What difference does it make to them how much your brother gets paid? Because it's a huge help for your family. So you go up and personally thank the vineyard owner, not only for giving you a fair day's pay, but for being so generous to your brother. So what's this parable teaching us? That it's not about fairness. Life is about love. Love doesn't focus on what's fair. It sees the other's good as your own good. It knows that your brother's pay is a good thing for your family, and you rejoice in it. This is the opposite of envy. It's a celebration of any good that happens to anyone. Because my neighbor is my brother, and what is good for him is good for me. Please, God, give us this attitude toward every other person. Help us celebrate your generosity toward each and every one of your children. Help us love them as we love ourselves and rejoice in something good that happens to them, knowing that what is good for them is also good for us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, you know that I just got back with your mom from taking her on a little trip. And it was one leg of the plane ride was about 3 hours. And I had a fascinating conversation with you that I haven't shared. I normally, as soon as I get on the plane, I stick my earbuds in, put on my white noise, and ignore everybody. But I didn't want to ignore your mother.
That's a very good thing.
Yeah. And so I was sitting there talking with her, and this guy sits down next to me, to my left, and he notices my backpack because I have an Osprey. I love the Osprey backpack. Especially because they have a lifetime guarantee.
Is that the little blue bag?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one was mine. I think I took that one to, I might have taken that one to Europe.
Yeah.
It's a really good backpacking travel pack.
So he's a really chatty guy, and he starts talking to me. And the inevitable question is, what do you do for a living? And how do you explain to people that you...
Oh, trust me, I hate haircuts because the moment I sit down, I'm like, this is going to be so complicated.
Yeah, how do you explain to people that one of the main things you do is a rosary podcast? They're like, that's a thing?
If I have to give someone one sentence, I say, oh, I'm an audio engineer.
Yeah, that's safer for
you. Because I have no idea what that means anyways.
Yeah, yeah. So he immediately responds with, oh, I went to Catholic grade school and high school and Catholic college. And immediately I sensed that it was all in the past. And I said, so are you still a practicing Catholic? Are you practicing your faith? And he said, no, I haven't practiced Catholicism for a long time. And then right at that moment, I thought, this would be the perfect time to stick my earbuds in and just ignore him. But then I'm like, oh, I can't ignore him now. So I turned to him and asked, so why aren't you practicing your faith? And he began to give me the most stupid reasons for abandoning his faith. And I listened and asked him more questions, and the reasons just got more and more stupid.
Interesting.
And I said to him, your view or your idea of Christianity is closer to Islam than it is Christianity.
Oh, in what way?
Well, ultimately, I don't want to get off into too many details.
I'm so curious.
Well, basically, he was saying that God is the author of both good and evil. And there's just, there is no free will. It's just fate. Whatever God determines, you're just stuck with it.
Yeah.
And you're not responsible. And you're not responsible.
Well, that's very messed up.
That's very messed up. Mm-hmm. And I told him flat out, your thinking is so screwed up, it's hard to even imagine. And I'll tell you what, the guy in front of us at this point is squirming. Because you know how as you go up higher and higher, your ears start to plug up. You don't realize how loud you're getting.
Because
you can't hear.
You hear the guy in front of you ring for the stewardess and go, could I just get a rum and coke and a parachute?
Yeah, it really, but I just wasn't having any of it because it was so stupid. And I basically said, how can you believe such BS? And by now, Mom has put her headphones on a long time ago.
She said, this guy next to me is getting really rowdy. Could I switch seats?
But then he started to tell me about that he was a twin. And his
twin. Oh, so he was the evil twin.
No.
I'm sorry.
His and he had a twin brother who became an alcoholic and then committed suicide. And what began to dawn on me was that he couldn't, forgive me, he said that his brother committed suicide. And I immediately said, well, let's entrust your brother to the mercy of God, because there's always hope. And he immediately blurted out, well, that's not what the church teaches. The church teaches that he goes straight to hell. And I said, no, it's not.
The church very clearly states that we can't decide or really know who goes to hell.
Exactly. And he was all of a sudden dumbfounded. He's like, wait a minute, that's not what the church teaches, he goes to hell. And I said, no. And with all my effort, tried to convince him that that's not the church's teaching, that the mercy of God is infinite, that there's always a chance, that there are factors that diminish a person's responsibility for taking their whole life, and their own life. And his whole demeanor changed. His issue was not theological or philosophical. His issue was the pain of his twin brother destroying his life and committing suicide, and the hopelessness of thinking that his brother was in hell. And then when he realized that wasn't true, that there is hope based on the mercy of God, everything changed. And it was a phenomenal reminder to me that when we have family members, loved ones, friends who are away from the church, many who claim to be atheists, arguing with them does no good because it's not the issue.
It's very symptomatic.
It's a symptom that the issue almost always is some great pain, some loss, some tragedy that they've experienced. And what they need is not an argument. What they need is a reason to hope. And so what we've got to do is be better at asking questions, listening, seeking to understand what the pain is so that we can give them hope. Not to give them answers or win arguments. That just makes it worse. But seek to understand their pain in order to give them hope.
I'll certainly have to be praying for that man. But I'm impressed that you took the time to have a conversation like that on a plane.
It almost ended.
Very poorly.
It almost ended very
Yeah.
badly.
That's the risk you have to take.
Yeah.
Of course, there's also judgment in that. I'm sure you wouldn't have let it come to blows, but.
I don't know. I can get pretty passionate. Mom would not have appreciated if we went on vacation and I ended up in jail for the whole time.
Was that on the way there or on the way back?
It was on the way there.
That's hilarious. She would have still gone, spent some time on the beach.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah.
So it was a great reminder to me that people don't need arguments. They need someone who will.
Yeah, but bringing it back to this meditation, you really still do have to just see their good as yours.
Yeah. Just, well, not only they're good to see their pain.
Yeah.
It's also about seeing another person's pain as your own, because only then can you be compassionate.
Yeah.
So not only seek to know another's good to rejoice in it, seek to know another's pain so that you can understand it and then try to give them hope.
Well, thank you very much for the story.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.